USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Taliban continues their takeover of Afghanistan, U.S. troops and Afghans are continuing to be taken out of the country. Ohio Congressman Brad Wenstrup joins Fox News and says investigations need to look at what intelligence was available before withdrawing from Afghanistan.
We need to look back and we need to look at who said what. You know, what was our intelligence? What did the military advise the president? What types of things were being done?
President Biden saying he does not regret his decision to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. The Labor Department is reporting the lowest number of initial jobless claims filed since the pandemic began. The federal agency saying 348,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week, marking a decline of 29,000 from the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With raging wildfires and a busy hurricane and storm season, how do you keep your pets safe and sound? I'm Dr. Jose Arce, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few steps to help stay safe. In a nutshell, make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay up to date on the latest news. For example, have an evacuation plan with a neighbor or friend, put together an emergency kit with several days' food, medicine, first aid, and grooming items, and tune into the latest news and weather so you know what's in store. It is important to make sure your pet has all their tags and IDs and keep a recent photo of your pet on hand just in case. Be sure to microchip your pet in the event you get separated and check with your veterinarians for more information on how to prepare. Be sure to log on to avma.org for more valuable information about pets and disaster preparedness planning. That's avma.org.
President Biden says he's directing the Department of Education to use its legal authority against governors who are attempting to block and intimidate local school districts from requiring students and teachers to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis believes President Biden is obsessed with the mask issue.
You gotta wonder, where are your priorities that you're so obsessed with this issue and so obsessed with taking away parents' rights and you're letting Afghanistan burn, our border burn, and so many other things in our country fall to pieces?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The National Weather Service is predicting Tropical Storm Henri will grow to hurricane strength by Friday. The storm is currently about 800 miles south of Nantucket, Massachusetts, strengthening as it moves closer to the United States eastern seaboard. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The United Kingdom's Parliament and Brexit Party leader is reacting to President Biden's words and actions regarding Afghanistan.
The United Kingdom is speaking out against President Biden and America. Parliament's distrust of American leadership is front and center in our relationship. From the floor of Parliament Wednesday, Tom Tugendhat.
To see their commander-in-chief call into question the courage of men I fought with, to claim that they ran, it's shameful. Those who have never fought for the colours they fly should be careful about criticising those who have.
UK Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage on Fox News Thursday.
Joe Biden chose unilaterally, without any consultation with NATO, without any consultation with us, your closest ally, for the last century and a bit more, chose unilaterally to decide the timing and the method by which American troops would leave Afghanistan. It is certainly not how you treat a NATO alliance, which since the late 1940s has done so much to preserve peace in the world.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The deadline for the Federal Trade Commission to file an amended antitrust complaint against Facebook is today. Regulators filing a lawsuit against the social media giant in December, accusing it of harming its smaller competitors by purchasing Instagram and WhatsApp. The judge in the case has criticized parts of the FTC's case, giving them time to change their complaint. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.